Random House Audio presents Making Haste from Babylon by Nick Bunker. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. Cruelty and blood is in our streets. The land aboundeth with murders, slaughters, incest, adulteries, whoredom, drunkenness, oppression, and pride. Even the least of these is enough, and enough to make haste out of Babylon. An English Puritan giving reasons for migration to America, 1629. Author's note. A pest, a fanatic, and a hypocrite, worse than a cattle thief. That was a Puritan, said King James I of England. Despite his many talents, the king had many flaws, and we cannot trust him to describe men and women whom he loathed. We have to find a less insulting way to define them, briefly but with fairness. Without such a definition, what follows will make very little sense. The word Puritan first appeared early in the reign of Queen Elizabeth in about 1565. Puritans were people who believed that she failed to go far enough when she established a Protestant Church of England. They urged her to abolish every last trace of Roman Catholic ritual that still lingered within it. They also wished to see an end to the hierarchy of bishops that the Queen had left intact. Her Majesty had not the slightest intention of agreeing to these demands. So if Puritans could not have the kind of official religion they wanted, they chose to look for God in private. As the law required, they went to their parish church every Sunday, but at home they prayed, discussed sermons, and studied the Bible. Mainly Puritans read the book of Genesis, the letters of St. Paul, and the Psalms. In the New Testament, they also paid special attention to the Acts of